Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A former law enforcement officer will spend 8 years in federal prison for robbing a bank in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Robert Keith Owens held up Macon Bank on Spartanburg Highway at gunpoint on the afternoon of February 8, 2012. Judge Martin Redinger said the crime deserved a lengthy sentence. A bank robbery is a serious matter. This is a crime that causes fear. It is intended to have people in fear of their lives for financial gain. A police officer should know better. Defense attorney Fredlin Sison argued for leniency, saying Owens suffered a mental breakdown prior to the robbery. He was at Charter Hospital in Greer, South Carolina, when he was arrested 6 days after the holdup. Owens, a resident of Simpsonville, South Carolina, addressed the judge. "I spent my entire adult life in law enforcement. I was proud of that. I'm ashamed of what I've done. I humbly ask the court for mercy." Assistant U.S. Attorney John Pritchard said Owens used the money from the robbery to pay for a loaded Chevrolet Camaro worth $54,000. "This was a crime of greed," Pritchard said. Redinger also ordered Owens to pay $50,000 in restitution to the bank and $23,000 to an insurance company. Owens pled guilty in August 2012 to armed bank robbery and using a firearm in the commission of a crime of violence. Before the plea, his attorney filed notice of his intent to mount an insanity defense, but following a psychiatric exam, a judge ruled at a competency hearing that he was fit to stand trial. According to court records, video cameras captured Owens entering the bank and then going into the branch manager's office, where he asked if the bank had $100,000 on hand. He then showed the manager a handgun tucked in his waistband and demanded money from the vault. Owens took an envelope full of money and was seen driving away. He was identified as a suspect after an officer spotted the car, and it was determined that the vehicle was registered to his wife. The bank manager picked Owens out of a photo lineup, and one of his relatives told authorities he was attempting to check into a drug treatment center. Owens was arrested the month before the bank robbery on a domestic violence charge. Authorities said a woman reported she had been involved in a fight with her husband at their home, and a SWAT team responded. The woman was able to escape safely, but the suspect refused to come out for several hours. Greenville County deputies said Owens had a gun and made threats to harm a family pet. A spokesman for the South Carolina Department of Public Safety said at the time that Owens had been on medical leave from the Highway Patrol for several months after he was injured on the job. And finally, a Lake Arthur police officer has been charged with aggravated rape and molestation of a juvenile, according to Louisiana State Police. Troop I spokesman Stephen Hammonds said 37-year-old Damon Broussard was arrested last week following an investigation. Hammonds said in a news release, "Detectives also discovered that Broussard engaged in sexual activity with a different child under 13. Are these really the types of people you trust to protect you?" That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with your taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Because all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.